James Enos was a long time San Diegan. I did my master's of architecture there at the New School downtown, and then my MFA at University of California, San Diego. So this work is looking at a single point through a kind of really compelling image, which is State Road 14 at the Newhall Pass, where it connects to Interstate 5, where there's a cultural history of the movement of materials and goods from trails to rail to freight, where there is an imagination of catastrophe and trauma, right? And the imagery of the collapse, the multiple collapses and subsequent earthquakes, and this idea of rebuilding, you know, kind of like reconditioning or putting a stint in getting bigger, this pinch, you know. And then I sort of perform in a way that the object performs out of that. It asks, what is coming across this point in the world? You know, the state economy. What is the state economy cut up into? How do you represent a population, right? Even if it's an economic population, okay? You go to these places, you shoot photographs. Well, one photograph is a portrait and it tells me a fish is just a fish. What is it if it's printed 30 times and cut into shards and, you know, woven together? How do you show direction and like how do you create a vibrant expression, right? So then, you know, the modeling, the building, it's kind of, I mean, it's easy to explain as an architectural process because I think that's what I knew at the time. I didn't approach sculpture. Like, I think at the time in 2005, if I was talking to you, I would probably, maybe the only thing I've learned between now and then, if I'm not very smart, but it is that things don't mean what you think they mean. You know, in 2005, I would have pointed that and called it a diagram, probably, you know, but it's existed in the world, not because it's a diagram or anybody understood it in terms of the architectural process that made it a form from sight, right? It exists because it's complex and interesting and that it's aging. And it's the material, you know, the photographs look like snapshots you can touch. From pieces of keyboards to pieces of meat to green beans flowing through there, through lots of cars to magazines to, you know, I mean, it looks like what happens after Hurricane Katrina when you look from the helicopter and you see that my toothbrush is next to your frying pan in a sea of humanity going down together, right? That it's like not my toothbrush anymore. It's not your frying pan or your lazy boy recliner. It's our stuff, you know, and that it's just stuff. And so the piece reads like that. It really confuses this idea of property and what you get from the process of architecture. So maybe that's its sort of greatest gift to me as a learning tool is like, you know, absolute impossibility of ownership or property. Like, you know, it's visually ours, right? I hope.